Hey, can I talk to you? Over 25 years ago, on September 29th, 1998, we watched a brainy girl with curly hair drop everything to follow a guy she only kind of knew all the way to college. And so began Felicity. My name is Juliette Littman, and I'm a Felicity superfan. Join me, Amanda Foreman, who you may know better as Megan, the roommate, and Greg Grunberg, who you may also know as Sean Blunberg, as the three of us revisit our favorite moments from the show and talk to the people who helped shape it. The rewatch begins on March 13th. Listen to Dear Felicity on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts. This episode is brought to you by Priceline. When it comes to travel, we all have that happy place, whether it's the beach, ski slopes, couples getaway, or even a visit to that best friend you haven't seen in way too long. And Priceline wants to get you there for a happy price so you never have to miss a trip. For me, my happy place is in the Mediterranean. I think I've mentioned that. Maybe it's why I like Love Island so much, because they're right by the Mediterranean. But I just love the feeling of being in the sea, and it's just a great sea. And now, thanks to Priceline's VIP family feature, you can go to your happy place more often while earning deals up to 5 times faster with a group. When one person from the squad travels, everyone gets more deals. And you even get to choose your crew. It doesn't have to be your actual family. It could be your neighbor, your roommate, your mailman, anyone. The more you travel, the more you save. And for me, I'd love to go on a trip to the Mediterranean with friends. In fact, I might be doing that in the near future. I have done it before, and it was really some of the most fun I've ever had. I went to Sicily. We had some great swimming there, me and my friends. Anyway, if you want to have a similar experience, download the Priceline app today to save up to 60% off select hotels and go to your happy price with Priceline. This episode is brought to you by eBay Authenticity Guarantee. eBay knows that when it comes to jewelry, authenticity is the real gem. When you see the blue check mark that says Authenticity Guarantee, it means your next piece will be carefully inspired by jewelry experts and will always be worth its weight in gold. Whether you're looking to make a statement or build the perfect everyday look, eBay is making sure you get the real deal. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that jaw-dropping piece will always arrive jaw-droppingly real. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms. Welcome to Bachelor Party. I'm Juliette Littman, back with Callie Curry. Part two, as promised, we still have a lot of Love is Blind to talk about. People have seen the finale. I feel free. We can discuss it all. Mention it all, as Bethany Frankel once said. I don't even know where to start. There's so much to cover that we haven't discussed. What's the number one topic?
I know where I'd like to start.
Yeah, I was like, what's your number one topic, Callie?
Oh, number one topic I'm hearing from other people or what I feel?
Well, both. I was curious what your group chat is into, like what they want to talk about.
Group chat right now is very into the clay of it all.
Me too. What are some people's thoughts?
So my best friend was like, before, because she's like live texting me while she's watching it. And before he says no, like every time she speaks to someone, she's like, okay, Clay, go act like you're going to say yes to somebody else. Okay, you're going to go lie to this person and say you're going to say yes. We all know you're going to say no. And like, she had no idea, but she was just like, yeah, how many different signs does he have to show you that he's not ready for marriage? At least he was like a good enough dude to actually say no. She's like, part of me was like, he's going to think that he should do this and we'll do it and we'll fuck up 80's lives. But she's like, he does not want to get married.
No, he so does he not want to get married. I thought they made it really clear when he talked to his dad. He was so uncomfortable in that conversation. Like, he just seemed like he had to get out of there. Well, I don't know.
The combo with his dad explained a lot for me.
What did you learn from it?
The way his dad gave him a pep talk to get married, like he was about to go run the 100 in his high school varsity track meet, was the most insane thing I've ever watched. It was so good. I was laughing out loud. It was so good. But also I was like, yeah, no, this is not the person to teach him about marriage.
It just made me sad for AD, but also like, yeah, it was just so obvious. For some reason, maybe it's just because it was very meta. The moment where he's sitting at the counter and he's talking about watching Love is Blind was just so telling and funny to me. I'm like, oh, this guy's just like trying to understand what he's up to. Like, of all the guys who went on the show, we're always like, Jimmy, maybe a good guy. Clay, I feel like he went on the show just to like see what could happen. And then it turned out he actually like liked someone. Like, I feel like he wasn't really expecting anything to happen here, but then he like kind of went along with it. Cause he's, as we learned, he's an entrepreneur. And so he's got a lot of businesses. And so like, maybe he tried to like, he went on thinking it'd be good for him that way.
Maybe. It's also interesting that that's one of the reasons why he did not marry AD.
Because of his jobs?
No, because of her job.
Oh.
Her career path and lack of financial stability was an immediate no for him. But I'm like, why didn't you discuss this earlier then?
I wonder if also he has an issue with her being like the VIP manager at a club. Like, I just feel like perhaps... Well,
what is the VIP manager at a club?
Isn't it like just like take care of like dudes?
It's a bottle girl.
Yeah.
I have to say, in general, the job titles on this show are very creative. Bottle girl turns into VIP manager at a club. Like, she's just a bottle girl.
Well, when she was explaining it to his mom, she made it sound not like being a bottle girl. But yeah, I mean.
That's what she is.
Yes.
What club? Is she at a normal club? Is she at a strip club? Because strip club bottle girls make way more money.
Oh, interesting. What do you think Clay would prefer? The money or club,
for sure. Oh, that's a good point.
Yeah, because maybe he's just interested in the money.
Yeah.
What maybe, is his job though? Club. Like, I'm still stuck on that.
19 jobs. 19 jobs. He has some regular job. Then he has the jet skis. Then he has the Airbnbs. Like,
I know.
I wouldn't say Clay's the sharpest tool in the shed since he thought he got an engagement ring, but. He's definitely a hustler.
It's sort of like he just like stepped off of a different planet and like decided to be on Love is Blind. I feel like he must have been recruited. It's hard for me to imagine him like applying to be on the show.
Yeah, there's no way he applied. But I don't feel like a lot of people apply. I feel like most people are recruited.
Yeah, like Kylie from The Bachelor said she was recruited before she went on the Bachelor.
Kylie. I was like, who's Kylie? I know Kylie. A lot of The Bachelor people are recruited too. I do think more people apply for The Bachelor.
Yeah, me too. It's a more famous show. It's also like less of a stigma of going on it at this point. So
yeah, Love is Blind is also like Bachelor people are like, okay, whatever. If it doesn't work out, I'm going to get at least like 1,000 followers on social. Maybe I can turn that into something.
It'll work out great for me.
Yeah. Like there's not really a downside unless you're like a bitch. Like you'll be fine on The Bachelor.
Yeah.
This show, can you imagine applying for it?
No. You have like, to be nuts.
I don't think
on
I can
show.
Find a partner, but I really want to get married. And maybe I don't need to know what he looks like or she looks like. I just feel like you have to be recruited to the show. Not only does casting reach out to you, which we saw Jeremy show like screenshots of casting reaching out to him, but then I think they also have to like convince you onto the show.
Yeah. I mean, it's a crazy thing to do. Although I will say like timing wise, it's much less of a burden than The Bachelor. Like you miss like 10 days or 2 weeks of work and then you go back to it.
Well, you miss, isn't it? If you miss 10 days, if you don't come out of the pod, if you make it out of the pod, then you miss like an additional week, maybe.
Something like that. Cause right. You go. Yeah. Like,
but still
Republic.
Compared to The Bachelor,
it's like nothing.
Yeah.
I really can't wait to see where Clay and AD are at the reunion. I've never anticipated a reunion more.
I've seen so many people say different things. So I'm not sure what's going on.
What's most compelling to you so far? You know, I'm not keeping up on TikTok. So I need you to tell me all.
Most compelling to me that I've seen is that he has a preference for how the women he dates look.
Mm.
And while AD is pretty and has the, craziest body in the world, she's not that. She's not his typical type and they don't think he could get over it. And seeing where he may be at mentally, relationship-wise, I could see that being the case.
It's interesting how much, like, he cares about appearances while, and I mean that, like, more broadly, not just, like, how you look, but also, like, what the marriage is supposed to be and, like, what the whole thing is, like, all these, like, supposed to be's instead of, like, what he actually wants, which is just, like, a sign of immaturity. Like, hopefully he'll grow out of that.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I feel like his immaturity leads me to believe that could be the case, that that she doesn't look how he wanted her to look. And even though she was great and had some maybe like some physical traits that he was like, I'm into that. He couldn't get over that. She wasn't exactly what he wanted.
I wish she had been more mad at him after he said no. Like, she's just like too nice.
That is the understatement of the century. It made me not like her at the end. Like, I was like, what are you doing? Why are you being so nice? Clear. Why are you still kissing him? Why are you still letting him, like, why was she still up under him? And she might even still be with him. How?
I know. I guess
she's not like other. Okay. I guess like her career wise, like, is she in the best shape ever? No. But I would say that, like, she comes off like somewhat smart. She comes off like emotionally intelligent. She comes off very loyal.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone seemed to like her. So she has something. She's friendly, funny, whatever.
Totally. Everyone likes her. Yeah.
So, except for maybe Sarah Ann, but that's only because she like checked her on something that everyone else was thinking, which, yeah, maybe she should have minded her own business in general because she kind of prodded in a few relationships. But for the most part, everyone loved her. Why are you settling?
I don't know. I guess she just really wants to be married. I don't know. Also, she's so close to her family and her family seems so great and supportive.
Good support system for sure. Her mom
was really sweet. Yeah, her mom was. Mm-hmm. So were her sisters too. And like, clearly she's so excited to call them afterwards. I don't know. I just weirdly like Clay. I'm not really sure why. I just get like this. I don't think he's a bad guy. I think he just wants to be something that he's not currently, which is married.
Well, I don't even think that. I think he wants to have everything perfect. And like, that's never happening ever.
Right.
Like, nothing's perfect. But I feel like he feels like he has to live to that standard.
Yeah. Yeah, I think also this idea
which might
that
be a little
gonna,
immature.
This idea that he's going to cheat because his father did, I actually like don't think that's that crazy, and I do think that's like somewhat common. But like,
really,
or at least happens. Like, I feel like you see.
Yeah, I think it happens, but it's like,
but like cheating just happens in general.
Yeah, people just cheat. I don't think it's first of all, we know it's not like genetic. You're not going to like catch it from your dad.
No, it's not a disease.
Also, I would say, yeah, like, he's not an alcoholic and you're an alcoholic. And by the way, when you're not, a lot of people go the other way.
Yeah, it's true. They're like super loyal.
They see that. They see how it hurts their mom, which he's clearly very close to his mom. He obviously saw an enormous amount of pain and that scarred him, which is like, I think, totally normal for him to feel that way. But you're not going to just do what your dad did. That's not how it works. Like, you have to choose it.
I thought it was interesting how much pride his mom seems to have in her marriage. Like, I feel like Clay's narrative is so different than his mom's. Like, his mom, we saw her referenced twice that she was married for 24 years. And, like, I really liked that. I was like, oh, she's, like, taking the good with the bad. She's like, yeah, it didn't end the way necessarily I wanted it to or whatever. But she sort of, like, she seemed like she had a lot of pride. And I thought that was like pretty interesting because it's just so different than what Clay telegraphs and what he seems to have taken away from his parents' marriage.
Well, 24 years, first of all, is a long time. Like,
yeah.
That's not, I understand that maybe it ended in failure, but like, that's not a failure, especially
totally.
Compared to like any sort of average at all.
And I don't even think divorce is like necessarily a failure. I just thought, even like whether like sort of like evaluation aside, her perspective seems so different than Clay's, and so it's just interesting to me that he's so impacted by it.
Clay said that his dad used to take him while he cheated,
mm-hmm.
and yeah. I could see as a kid how that could fuck you up. If
of
you
course,
feel
yeah.
like you're hiding something, or if you feel like you thought, especially if they were married for 24 years, that means that maybe for like 15 years of Clay's life, he thought everything was perfect. And then for
right.
this to happen, he's like, what's happening? Especially at that age, like let's say he is 15 years old. That's going to mess you up. Like, am I hiding this from my mom now? Am I lying to my mom? You're lying to my mom? Like, when did this happen? How did
yeah,
this
like,
start?
Why did you make me a co-conspirator? Like things like
and
that.
And she
yeah.
didn't know any of this until the show.
Right.
So I think she can probably understand how Clay feels a lot more now. Than
so
she
crazy.
Did
it's 10 almost
years
amazing.
Ago. Also, if she never knew, that means he was just hiding it. He was still hiding
yeah.
it.
Yeah, he must feel a big burden from that. It's kind of crazy he shared as much as he did on camera.
He didn't seem like a liar.
No, not at all. I think he just has like a lot of stuff to work through, and I hope he figures it out. I don't know. I'm like really rooting for him. I like him. Call me crazy.
I wouldn't say that I'm rooting for him, but I did not dislike him. I disliked him for AD.
I'm rooting for him as a human, not as like a character on Love is Blind, but like as a guy who seems like he's got a lot of stuff he's carrying. I hope he's able to like get through it.
I think he will.
I do too. And I hope that in his future relationships, he lets his girlfriend know if he's not going to be coming home that evening, especially if she set up an activity like arts and crafts.
I think that in future relationships, before he gets in them, he needs to let them know that she needs to stay a size four for her entire life.
And that he's going to make comments and drag her to the gym if she does not.
I feel like if you sign up for that and you're like, okay, cool. I know that that means so much to me and I'm going to do that. That's the right fit for Clay.
Also, maybe it would mean a lot to that other person. Maybe she's not even doing it for him, but she's like, it means a lot to me.
Yeah, but I think that needs to come out in the beginning.
AD's dress was like my favorite wedding dress I've ever seen on Love is Blind. She looked so good.
Yeah, she looks great.
Loved.
It fit her perfectly.
Perfect. I didn't like her hair.
Did you think that she was going to... Her hair in general the entire season wasn't great.
I just don't like the tendrils and like that's not a style I like.
No, her hair the whole season was not great. It looks so much better now, like on TikTok and Instagram. When I see her, I'm like, she definitely saw her hair in these episodes and was like, no. Did you think that he was going to say yes?
It's really hard for me to say in hindsight. I don't think so based on the conversation with the dad, but...
I thought he was.
I was really like hoping he would. He just seemed so nervous and uncomfortable, but I don't understand why he went through with all of it. Why did he go through with that whole day?
I don't know. He did seem nervous, but I just feel like he was doing everything he thought he should do. So I thought he was for sure going to say yes. I also could tell that AD was for sure going to say yes.
Oh yeah, there was no doubt about that. She was like so happy.
I think I was kind of like, of course he's not going to let her say yes and he's going to say no. Like, I didn't think he would do that.
It's such a fucked up thing to do. I liked how his mom, I feel like he got a lot of clarity from his mom too. She's obviously very supportive. She was like, you did the right thing. Yeah.
By the way, Clay's mom was like probably the highlight of these episodes.
Totally. She's like such a lovely, level-headed, normal person. Such a normie. It's crazy.
Even after he said no, like she made sure to stand up and give AD a hug.
I know. She's like a really good person.
Yeah. She seemed great. Also, when she was talking to her dad and was like, what did she say? She was like, you may have met me, but you, what did she say? I don't know. She said something about how he wasn't good to her. Because when she found out about Clay hiding stuff, she was like, I have been so great to you.
Mm-hmm.
You're pushing me over the edge right now.
I mean,
it does seem like it probably takes a lot to get her to that point.
Yeah, definitely. She's very composed. Also, I don't know that for whatever reason, like another thing that just really stands out for me from this season when I look back on it is when they had the dinner with Clay's mom and sister and AD and Clay. And so I feel like those are a lot of like my memories of Love is Blind season 6. Let's talk about Amy and Johnny for a second. There's really not a lot to say. They're clearly still together. Clearly it's going to work. I wonder if she, like what they decided to do regarding birth control. Very curious. So I'm sure we'll find
out.
She's
not pregnant.
She's not pregnant. He's yet to retire. I just really hope he gets to retire at 50, you know? I wonder what he'll do the rest of his life, but, you know, good luck.
What do you think, and this is statistical, but I just don't know it. What's like an early retirement age?
I feel like 55 is early.
Wow. In the United States, obviously.
Yeah, in the United States. Like, Social Security doesn't kick in until 65, I think.
Oof.
So, yeah, you're supposed to like work a long time. Kind of sucks.
That's a long time. I'm 34.
I know. We have so many more years of working ahead of us. Also, like, I don't know. It's hard. I think it's hard to, I don't know. It just sucks.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just not working till I'm 55.
What are you going to do? Retire early like Johnny?
I could see myself working to like 47.
So you have 13 years left of working.
I guess that's still so long to me in my head.
Callie, that's insane.
You don't think 13 years sounds like a long time?
I don't know. I can't imagine like what I would do with my time.
I'm thinking about my dad right now. He's still working. 60s. Yeah. Just plugging away.
Making an impact with that defense, you know? So that's great.
Staying
busy.
Also, he had an easier life and chose a harder one. You know what I mean? So
workaholic.
Some people just can't get away from it. Yeah.
Good for him.
Maybe that'll be us, Juliet. Still podcasting at 67.
Maybe. Will we be talking about Love is Blind season 72?
I'm hoping that they come out with new reality shows and you guys would just have to deal with us and like dentures.
Would be like Susan and Kathy. That'd be awesome. Yeah, that sounds like a really fun time. I want to talk about the bachelorette party. We're kind of going backwards on this show, but hey, I don't care. I liked how AD didn't believe that Amy and Johnny haven't had sex. Like and she was like,
not
first of all,
for a second.
She also was like blown away by the concept that they wouldn't have. But then she was like, there's no way that girl wouldn't. She's a freak. I loved it. I just like, I really appreciated that insight because that's definitely not the Amy we got otherwise. So I was really
But didn't
grateful.
You think, remember the first time we recorded, I think, because we got like one, or maybe mm-hmm. you texted me this. I don't know if we said it out loud. The first group of episodes we watched.
Mm-hmm. I thought they had sex for sure.
Yeah, remember you were like the one girl that had sex ran away
left
from the
conversation. Yeah.
And I agree. I think they had already had sex at that point.
I think they did too. Like they were
she was clearly like, wait, where'd he go? And like got up. She did not want to be a part of the combo.
Yeah, when they were all talking about it. And she was like, nah, I'm good. Also, she was like, the physical connection's an 11 out of 10. And I also wonder if he was so panicked about birth control because he was like already worried he had like gotten her pregnant or something.
Or if they were just having so much sex, he was like, yeah, we got to figure this out. Like, we're really pushing the limit here. Honestly, it was like really, I don't know if maybe Lauren.
Laura.
No, Lauren and season one.
Oh, Cameron.
Cameron.
Cameron. Apparently they're having issues.
Oh, no.
I think they're okay, but I don't know. Just like marriage stuff. Whatever.
I mean, I guess that's right. Normal. How many years has it been since then?
Like four.
Four? I guess. I was going to say, I haven't really felt like watching Johnny and Amy. I was just like, this is so cute. They clearly are in love with each other.
Yeah.
And I'm glad they found each other through this crazy experience. I haven't really felt that since Lauren and Cameron.
I felt the way about Tiffany and Brett. I was like, oh, this is nice. They like each other a lot.
Okay. No.
He's a little weird, but she seems so lovely. Although I feel the way about Johnny and Amy too.
I think they're both a little weird, truthfully, but I think it works.
Oh, definitely, yeah.
I feel like being weird is not a bad thing.
No, of course not. But yeah, they just are like, just kicking it, moving right along. I hope it works out.
Me too.
This episode is brought to you by Cars.com. When you add your car to your garage on Cars.com, you'll unlock access to real-time insights into how much your car is worth, plus view its historical and projected value to decide when to sell. So when the time is right, you can secure an instant offer from a local dealership or sell it yourself on Cars.com. Start tracking your car's value with your garage on Cars.com.
This episode is brought to you by State Farm. You might say all kinds of stuff when things go wrong, but these are the words you really need to remember. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. They've got options to fit your unique insurance needs, meaning you can talk to your agent to choose the coverage you need, have coverage options to protect the things you value most, file a claim right on the State Farm mobile app, and even reach a real person when you need to talk to someone. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Next couple. Jimmy and Chelsea. So we touched on the breakup previously at the end of our last episode. We just got to talk about that further. I mean, I don't even know what to say. I'm just so happy they didn't go to the altar. I feel like Chelsea is the most discussed and like hated person on reality TV, like barring Tom Sandoval in a while. Like non-Bravo, I feel like she's really high up there.
She's probably high up there. I feel like based on her TikTok, she seems to be dealing with it pretty good.
She seems fine. Yeah, she seems good. Good for her.
So I'm happy about that. I've seen people come out that are like, yeah, I went to high school with her. She's my cousin's friend, blah, blah, blah. And she's that crazy all the time. So that's not great.
She was just being herself on the show.
Even the way that Jimmy broke up with her, if she was somewhat decent, I feel like people would have hated Jimmy. But because everyone thought he should have left her like 10 different times, he should have left her 10 different times. You convinced me to believing that you're going through with this because you want to get married. No one could figure out why you kept staying. And then you break up with her. And I'm like, wait, what the fuck? Why did you make me believe in this just for you to break up with her?
She was like legitimately blindsided, I think. The way she started crying, she got up, like,
so
that was crazy. I mean, honestly, the show is so well made. I know it's, it can be fucked up, but that the cliffhanger is just like unbelievable. It blew me away. And I was also grateful for the beginning of the episode because I found it to be a little bit of a snooze after the lake party, as I mentioned. So episode, I really woke up when that happened. 10?
Episode 12?
12 was the finale.
Oh, 11 then. I thought 11. Yeah, 11. Right? 11 was 11 not was great.
Snooze. Yeah, it was a real snooze. Yeah. It was too much. And like, when you broke up, down to three couples.
Wait, we only have two weddings.
I know. Yeah. And they had an hour and 20 minutes.
And then I also was like, oh, okay, we have two weddings. So Clay's obviously going to say yes.
Why did you think that based on the two
weddings? I don't know. I was just like, oh, they're done. So Clay's going to say yes. Because like, why would Clay keep going if Jimmy was like, yeah, I'm out. And Clay was like, nope, we're going to keep going.
I saw something on Reddit about how the marriage licenses were like May 3rd for Clay and AD and May 1st for Amy and Johnny. So I'm very curious to know like if Amy and Johnny's outcome impacted Clay and AD in any way, or like, do they get to know that information or whatever?
I'm sure they do.
I'm just curious, like how they talk about that, what happens. I don't know. Maybe like freaks them out or I don't know. Just sort of curious. Like
Amy and Johnny
actually
getting married made Clay be like, oh fuck no.
No, I think he was always going to be this way. Maybe that's like a bad example, but like even like in previous seasons, like, how do they find out? Like, do they celebrate? Does anyone from the pods get to go to the wedding, but like not be on TV? And I don't know. I'm just like so curious about it.
That is weird. Usually, is it married? What show do the people get to come to the wedding? Do Married at First Sight, do they do that?
Well, they get married at the very beginning, so I don't know.
Oh, yeah, never mind. Is there a show? I don't know. Oh, The Bachelor.
Oh. But like, it's like outside Bachelor the scope.
But Bachelor in Paradise.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, sure. That like barely counts, though.
Yeah, I guess.
Let's talk about some of the online chatter. So you and I did not get to discuss Trevor with each other. Trevor being a dirtbag is honestly like a real disappointment for me. I was upset about that.
You know what I hate more than anything?
What?
That Nick and Vanessa Lachey are doing the reunion. Like, are we going to get questions answered?
No, of course not. Or just not. That's what podcasts are for. Who's the top guest you want to have on the show? AD? Clay?
Oh, from this show?
Yeah.
Oof. Jimmy.
Jimmy? Okay. We'll put in the request.
Honestly,
we're not going to get
or
the
Chelsea.
Answers. Okay. I'll ask. Right? I'll ask for us. Yeah.
Wouldn't you want... I'm trying to think if I'm missing anyone.
I'm like infatuated with Clay, so I'm kind of interested in him, but I don't know. I just feel like it wouldn't... Based on what I've seen, it wouldn't be a good interview.
I mean, Clay's just going to say what he thinks he should say, so it's not going to give me what I want.
Yep. I'll just say that over again.
AD actually might be somewhat interesting because I feel like she's not a liar. No. But I would like to know, like, Chelsea, how are you doing? Like, how are you dealing with all of this? After seeing yourself portrayed, like, what would you have done differently? Do you think that something was impacting the way that you were acting? Like, was there things going on that we didn't know about? Was Jimmy saying things we didn't know about?
I do think that Chelsea drank a lot. We didn't see it. I think she had, like, a lot of alcohol and was off and not shown.
The fight's at the house. She's plastered.
Yeah, she's plastered. Doesn't seem like he drinks nearly as much.
No, I mean, he seemed completely in check the entire season.
Yeah.
Which I don't know if that was like thoughtful. Like, I'm not going to come on TV and black out.
I think he's a good communicator.
I don't know. Honestly, I keep making excuses for why he's not a good guy. I think he just might be a good guy.
I think he is a good guy. I think he is. I also think he's a good communicator. It's like really weird.
I also think he's pretty normal. Like, just a normal guy that wants to find love and get married. I think he actually did want to come on the show and get married. Clearly.
Me too.
It seems like he was trying to work through everything to get
to
that point.
Wrap it up. He's like, I just want to find a wife and keep it moving and start that family. He will now, though. But people will see him on TV and it'll be a lot easier for him. So this is like probably a good
also,
move.
I think you noticed this. So good spot. I think you told me like he dresses like very with it. Like he's definitely on trend somewhat. And I've seen some TikTok videos of him like out and about now. And I'm like, oh yeah, this is not what I assumed he would dress like. He dresses very on trend. I don't know if he has like younger friends, but he seems
he's kind of like, a sneakerhead almost, but not. Mm-hmm. But like he wears
he definitely
cool
cares about
sneakers.
That.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And he had like a cool hat on in this one video I saw, which he looks much better with hats on, by the way. Completely different guy.
His hairline was really, really bad.
It's hairline and the thickness of his hair wasn't ideal.
It wasn't great. It wasn't great. I feel like he could use a makeover and he probably would. Like he needs like the Joey makeover, Joey the Bachelor. I mean, Joey's working with more.
Pretty good looking, yeah.
I'm just saying his haircut went a really long way. Made a big difference.
The hat went a really long way. I gotta say, the video I saw of him, I was like, oh, wow, Joey. I mean, sorry. Jimmy probably does well. Like, it seemed like he does well.
I think he probably does too. Also, I'm pretty sure he must have like quite a bit of sex to like not be like, I need to have sex with Chelsea, honestly.
Do you think that his dick was as big as an elephant's trunk, like Chelsea showed us?
No. As I just said to you previously, when he was in his underwear, I tried to look. So no, I do not think so. So there's that.
I've seen a bunch of videos being like, girl, why did you lie?
Yeah. It's just like, no.
And then there's videos of him in his boxers.
Yeah, I know. We all saw them. It's fine. Like I'm sure he's whatever, but like she lied. She's insecure. You took us away from Trevor, which is a topic I do want to cover. I do wish he was like a good dude. I do wish he could have been like an alternative for Chelsea.
If he was the good dude that we thought he was, I'm not sure Chelsea is the right match for him.
You hate Chelsea more than I do now. Wow.
I don't even hate her. I just would, I honestly would love to know, like, how do you feel you acted? Like if she was to be like,
Are you proud?
I think that I was fucking crazy. And watching this back, I am like, what the fuck? But I think it was too intense. Like there was too much pressure being compared to other women, like in the pods. And then you see each other in person and then you're comparing yourself to the other women. Like there's so many things that could fuck with you mentally on the show. I just don't know if that's the case or if this is just who she is.
I hope we can find out from her press tour. I'm sure she will be doing some interviews. We will find out. A couple things I forgot to mention.
We won't find out from?
The reunion. I can't wait to see her reunion. Look, though. I'm excited to see everyone's looks.
Can I just, one more thing to say something positive about Chelsea?
Sure.
She does do her makeup really fucking well.
She has great makeup. Also, she seems like happy. So shout out to her.
And while she does not, we said this earlier, but I just want to reiterate, while she does not look like Megan Fox, and maybe there's things that resemble, but I think saying that specific person mm-hmm. just isn't the right move. She's not ugly.
No, she's nice looking.
But I feel like because people are so alarmed that she didn't look like Megan Fox, by the way, I was one of these people. When she said it, I was like jaw dropped on the floor. Could not believe it. But then like now when I see her in TikToks and stuff, I'm just like, you could have said so many other people and it would have been fine.
I know. Huge mistake, Chelsea. Lake party. Continuing our backwards journey. It was weird that Clay showed up late, by the way. Like, it's just weird that like even that he couldn't get to on time. Sarah Ann and Jeremy. Yeah.
Is prioritizing his businesses over everything.
Literally everything. Fair enough. Sarah Ann and Jeremy. People think they're still together too, based on like some pictures she took. Where,
I think
like,
they are.
She's in her house.
I've seen video. Well, yeah, there's a video she took in his house. And there's also been like a full-on video of them together out somewhere.
They seem like two psychos to me. So I'm like, okay, good. Pair up. Get out of the dating
pool. I mean, he's absolutely a psycho.
Absolutely a psycho. I feel really validated in my just like complete, deep, internalized distaste for him. I'm like, yeah, he's a psycho.
The only thing that I would say is that, which is similar to the whole Jess of it all, which I'm sure we'll get to too. There is a part of you that just wants to win.
Mm-hmm.
And I, as someone who is irrationally competitive, I get that. And I feel like Sarah Ann just wants to win and they'll break up. But she needed to win this.
I'm thinking of DJ Khaled. All I do is win, win, win.
Oh my God.
I mean, they've been together a while now. So it's like a year. A little bit. It's like, I don't know, 9 months. So it's like a long time.
Maybe she wanted to win and ended up liking him. I mean, they connected on the pod, so they had something in common.
There's nothing appealing about him. Literally nothing. I guess the only thing that's appealing is his politics, but it's not that strong because he's decided to be dating a patriot. So,
patriot.
So I don't know what to say about that.
That is the funniest thing ever to me. I cannot imagine someone telling me they were a patriot. Like on, can you imagine like being on like a date with someone and them telling you you're a patriot? My face would be like, what does
Unless
that mean?
It's from the National Football League, I would just find it to be an absolute joke.
Also, like, you're a patriot, but also are totally cool with like overthrowing democracy and having an insurrection.
Or like, okay, you're a patriot and also like cool with like denying people their rights. I mean, I don't really know what to
I
say
just
about
think
that.
The phrase "I am a patriot" is
inherently funny.
It's funny. It's just really, really funny. Also, coming from someone like her where I'm like, do you even know what's happening? It doesn't seem like she does. So I feel like it's just something she's like been, I don't know. Maybe it's like something you say and people think like, oh, okay, you're really cool.
Maybe she is military in her family and she like identifies with that. That's the only thing I can come up with.
That would be totally okay with me.
It would definitely be different. But I don't feel like someone in the military is like, I'm a patriot. I feel like you know someone in the military.
If someone that you're very close to family wise, or even, I don't know, best friend or something was in the military and they felt like you feel proud saying that because they're like in service, I would be like, oh, that explains a lot.
It would explain a lot. That's the only thing I can come up with for her. So, yeah.
But I don't think
but nevertheless, I'm a patriot. That really got me.
Oh man.
You know, we're podcasting late at night and we're laughing about this.
Also, I told Juliet before I started, but I have a very strong Bellini and I'm almost finished with it. So,
so you want to talk about Sarah Ann more is what you're saying?
Absolutely not. I'm done with Sarah Ann and her Patriot Act.
Getting on the jet ski was so funny and they just rode away. I love how the show handles like breakups, which is just like, you're out. So it's like,
okay, so I saw a video, I think, that said that first of all, Kenneth talked about him being on the phone and he said it was like his way of like, he was just like, that's how I dissociate. Like, it wasn't.
Yeah, we get it.
Her.
We all do that, man. We go into the phone zone. I'm very familiar. Right. Texting is one of my favorite activities.
It really is for me too. I saw something though that said that they had broken up and off camera, and they made them film on camera. So this was like a redo of them breaking up.
I completely believe that because it was very clear to me that Jeremy and Laura did that too with the
location
tracking stuff. So I'm not surprised, but it doesn't really matter. Kenneth was still so many other times where it was just like,
oh, for sure. But it definitely explains why he was like, all right, cool.
he was ready. He probably like had plans.
Hey,
he had
can
to go.
You come pick me up? Yeah, like he was like, all right, wrap that up. But, I guess you get fined 50 grand or something. I don't know if that's real. Someone says you get fined 50 grand if you don't make it to the altar, like if you go past the pods and you don't make it to the altar and you don't break up on camera.
Oh, interesting. That makes sense because a lot of the fights are clearly restaged. Very clear.
Or some of the fights that are like, oh, what was that last season when the girl was not attracted to the guy at all and they were like
Irina.
Walking on the sidewalk? Yeah. Was that? No. Was that her?
Irina, they were in Mexico or whatever.
Yeah, they were in Mexico walking on the sidewalk, like on the side of the hotel.
Yeah. Oh, no. That was Taylor and I forget the other guy, the American flag guy.
No. Oh, was it? No. Fuck. No,
Who
I have to look this up.
Of?
It's going to kill me.
American flag guy was crazy. You brought up Jess. I want to quickly say my favorite thing about Jess is that she does not trash Chelsea at all.
It's
the best thing about Jess. It is so classy. Good for her.
I don't know if it's the best thing about her, but I think I'm so shocked by it that...
Me too.
Like, she seems like... she doesn't seem like... She's clearly a girl's girl.
Definitely.
She even says... Like, she won't say anything bad about Chelsea and even says, like... No, if I told Jimmy that I didn't want to be, that I wasn't comfortable with his girl friendships and he didn't agree with me, like that would be it. I'm done. I'm walking out.
Yeah.
So she's even like agreeing kind of like she's not saying she would have done it the same way, but she's excusing a little bit of Chelsea's crazy.
Definitely. She's like, she gives her a lot of bandwidth. I don't know. I think Jess, like Jimmy, is actually a good person, believe it or not. Also, she doesn't like spill other people's tea.
No. I will say that supposedly she's dating someone from the pods.
I hope we hear about that. Yeah, the other connection she had.
I mean, there's just so much from the reunion. I'm also wondering, like, are we going to get... I'm very excited to watch the reunion and hear the questions asked and who is on.
And be mad at them. Me too.
Like, will Amber be on? Will Sarah Ann be on?
Yeah,
will Jess be on?
Jess, definitely. She has the breakout monologue of the season. But yeah, Sarah Ann, I had a big question. I bet Sarah Ann will be on, like, partially, like they do with Housewives, and they have the friend of come out.
Yeah. That's what I think about Jess, too.
Oh, I think Jess will be on for longer, but maybe. Yeah, you're probably right. They'll probably just have the couples. But, like, I would rather have Jess and Sarah Ann than Brittany and Kenneth.
Well, we're getting Brittany and Kenneth.
Unfortunately. All right, did you figure out who you're thinking of? I need to go to sleep, Callie.
No. And we have to wait till I finish this.
This was a great season of Love is Blind. Like, just really a great season. Good job, everyone. Kinetic content.
How long ago was this?
Who are you thinking of? Give me more details and I'll guess.
It was like a super, super nice guy.
Okay.
So nice. Like the nicest guy. And a girl who thought she was like super pretty.
Sal and Mallory?
Who?
Sal and Mallory? No.
Sal and Mallory.
They were from season two.
I don't think it's that far back.
I have no idea who you're talking about, and I'm usually able to fill in the blanks here. Usually I'm pretty good at Mad Libs.
Season three? Was it that long ago? I'm looking at all the casts. They made it to the honeymoons and broke up at the honeymoon.
I have no idea who you're talking about, Callie, but it's time to end this podcast. Thank you all so much for listening. Thank you, our producer, Jade Whaley. Callie will be Googling this for the rest of time. Follow her on Instagram to find out who she was talking about. We'll be back on Monday with more Bachelor. Have a great week, everybody.